This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talk a whole lot about economics on this program, about this or that economic indicator or theory or economist. But there is a case to be made. Actually, it's not like there's any doubt about it at all, so you don't have to make the case. The most significant input to any economic decision is us, people, humans, and the not always rational ways that we make economic decisions. It's a field known as behavioral economics, one of the leading practitioners of which, one of the pioneers really, is a guy by the name of Richard Thaler. He's a professor of economics at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, and his new book about the subject at hand is called Misbehaving. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
I'm going to start you on the second chapter of this book, the first couple of sentences, and I want to ask you about them. You say, and this is a quote, "I began to have deviant thoughts about economic theory while I was a graduate student." Take me back to those days. What was it like in economics when you started thinking, you know what, maybe we're missing something here?
You know, I was always asking my professors, really? You know, is that really what you think people do? And they said, shut up and, you know, do your problem sets. My thesis topic was the value of a human life.
Yeah.
I asked people a question. I said, suppose you had some risk, 1 in 1,000 risk of dying. How much would you pay to eliminate it? People would give one answer, say $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd say, how much would you have to be paid to take an extra 1 in 1,000 risk of death? And they'd say, well, I wouldn't do that at all, or I would demand $1 million. Well, economic theory says the answers to those two questions should be basically the same. And they were like way different. I said, oh, that's interesting. And then I just started collecting stuff like that.
You're not alone in behavioral economics, right? I mean, you know, Daniel Kahneman won a Nobel for it a number of years ago, right? So you're not the only guy. But the question is, why did it take economists, oh, I don't know, 250 years since Adam Smith to figure out that people do wacky stuff?
Well, you know, the thing is, Adam Smith was a behavioral economist. Before he wrote The Wealth of Nations, he wrote a book called Theory of Moral Sentiments. And he had stuff like self-control in there, a very controversial topic, one of the things I've studied. Then what happened is, in the 1940s, economics started getting highly mathematical. And it was basically because economists weren't smart enough to write down models of real behavior that they started writing down models of highly rational behavior. And then they kind of forgot about humans until annoying people like Danny Kahneman and I came around and started saying, really?
What happens when, as frequently happens with academic economists, businesses come to you and say, listen, can you consult for us and help us figure out what we're doing or you know, how to do it better?
My very first consulting job was when I was at Cornell University. There was a local ski area there, and they were in big trouble. And we devised some pricing schemes to help them get revenue in earlier. So one of the things we did is we sold people a 10-pack for 40% off, but they had to buy it by October 15th. People love these things because they're saving money, 40% off. Wow, that's a deal. And then we realized after 2 or 3 years of doing this that they were only using about 60% of the tickets. So we were basically selling these tickets at full price and getting the money before October 15th. But I don't think we were ripping anybody off.
No, you're just it's the human frailties, right? I mean, you know.
Well, we were just giving them a deal, and it was up to them. It was up to them how much they wanted to ski. If we hadn't done that, there would have been no ski resort.
How much does your livelihood and really your career, and this is going to sound like a terrible and boorish question, but how much does it depend on people not being economically sophisticated?
Well, I mean, yeah, I've made a living by pointing out that the emperor doesn't have much clothes on. But I'm not worried about all of a sudden everybody turning into Einstein. And that wouldn't be enough. They'd have to be some combination of Einstein and Gandhi. So, yeah, my career depends on there being humans. When we're replaced by robots, then I won't have anything to do.
Richard Thaler at the Chicago Booth School of Business. His book is called Misbehaving, The Making of Behavioral Economics. Professor Thaler, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks for having me on.